This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. That's pretty usual, even though this is the most unusual link that you have to reality. It's called the DJV program. Jennifer is off doing some... What is she doing? We've got something else cooking anyway that she has to attend to, so thus we carry on, we being me, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington, Victoria's in New Jersey, I'm in Massachusetts. Don't say it. Don't think it. It's not the East Coast. It's not the elitists. We are not elitist. We are here as a member. We're all members of society. We do think. We understand what's trending. I thought one of the things that happened over the weekend that was most interesting and seems to have no real explanation is the fellow who lived, the story about the fellow who lived next to Botham Jean, who was the victim in the apartment killing, remember, police officer Amber Geiger, who was convicted last week. This fellow was the key witness in the murder trial. He was killed. Joshua Brown is his name. Was his name. No, still is, I guess. Is, was. Looks a lot like Jamie Foxx. You see a picture of him. Anyway, he was shot Friday night in the apartment, about 6 miles from... Where the other, his...
He's in a parking lot, yeah. He lives across the hall from Botham Jean, who was... That story, which is absolutely crazy, this white woman, Amber Geiger, this police officer, she wandered into the wrong apartment, thought she was in her own apartment, is what she said, shot and killed Botham Jean in his apartment. And this guy was the key witness. He lived across the hall, so he heard... pretty much how it all went down, and then to have him mysteriously killed in the parking lot, I don't know, 10 days after he testified, the whole thing is very, very weird.
Pretty smelly.
It's very suspicious.
And so just in terms of things that are sort of strange that happened over the weekend, a week from today, my son will have been married for probably at this point in time about 12, 13 hours. And it is...
That's a weird countdown clock.
Well, it is. I've been talking about it. So, with that in mind, when I see stories about weddings and stuff, they attract my attention. You know how when you buy a red car, then you see all the red cars, but you haven't noticed them at all before, that sort of thing? Things that you do that sort of lightens up it attends you to other things that are similar. So wedding stories now. Here's the story this weekend of a man who robbed a bank the day before his wedding because he didn't have enough money to pay for the ring or the ceremony. But he got caught by his fiance. This is pretty...
Wait, so you're telling me he didn't have a ring the day before the ceremony?
Yes.
That seems...
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe the fiancé should have seen something coming before that.
I feel bad for her. Jeez.
Heath Edward Bumpus from Crockett, Texas, charged with aggravated robbery and was booked for approaching a bank teller, informing them that he had a weapon and then demanded money, which he then was subsequently given. He basically stated that he was getting married, so he didn't have enough money for the wedding, wanted to buy a wedding ring and a venue, and apparently he was dumb enough to post it, or somehow or other got posted. Maybe the picture of the robbery ended up on social media, and his girlfriend, his fiancée, saw it, and she knew it was him, Yeah, obviously, the wedding's tomorrow. What's the story here? The fiance saw the Facebook post, recognized him. She was able to get in touch with the sheriff, and that was the story. Oh my God! He turned himself in. The fiance said, "You got to turn yourself in." So he did. There you go.
So none Crime of these circumstances are similar to pay. Your son Brendan's wedding,
no,
right?
No.
He has a ring. Do they have rings?
Actually, the two rings. Miles is going. My grandson is going to carry the rings down. He'll have whatever they have. I asked Miles.
Usually a pillow, right?
Yeah, some pillow. And then he gives me the rings. I hold on to them until they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then
are you the best man?
I don't think there is a best man, but I suppose if there was a best man, I would be the best man. This is, as you might imagine, sort of a countercultural,
unconventional wedding.
Yes, somewhat unconditional. It's unconditional and it's also unconventional. So that's that story. Meanwhile, a second whistleblower has come forward about the Ukraine situation. I watched last night the first episode of, actually, though, I think it's the second. Madam Secretary is back on, and it's now called Madam President, because what they've done is mirror her 100 days before being elected president and the first 100 days of her presidency. And
they actually changed the name of the show?
Back to four. Well, it's called Madam Secretary, and then they flip the chyron to say Madam President. So it's Madam Secretary, the story before she became president, and then Madam Secretary. I'm sorry, Madam President. They're intertwining them. It's quite clever, actually. And
yeah.
Something that, if you like that show, I liked this, the last there, billing it as the final season of Madam Secretary, which doesn't mean it's the final season of the show. It could be they're just turning, this is the way they get from Madam Secretary to Madam President, and they do another four or five seasons of her as Madam President. See what happens. Anyway, that has nothing to do with, although there are some, it's interesting how they sort of play into the script some of the circumstances that are around now. The whistleblower, the second one, spoken out about the situation with Ukraine. Lawyer representing the first unnamed whistleblower apparently brought this to the surface. The attorney's name is Mark Zaid. He said that he's representing the new whistleblower. He said the second person is also an intelligence official. An official has firsthand knowledge supporting the original complaint. Yada, yada. And it's, okay, so that's what's new. That otherwise everybody pretty much knows what's going on. Yes, would we say that that's the case? Would you agree with that?
Well, there is some debate, at least over the weekend. It feels like there was a lot of debate about should the whistleblower's identity, or both of them now, be named.
What do you think?
I believe in protecting whistleblowers. I really do. I think that I'm a little conflicted sometimes on the whistleblower thing, but I do believe, though, that if someone comes forward with information, they should have their identity protected. And especially if you're coming at someone like the president, you know, Edward Snowden was not protected. Everyone knew, you know, who he was right away, that his identity was completely not protected. And I don't think that should have been the case. But I think in this case, you know, there are even Republican senators and who have come forward saying, you know what, we need to protect the identity of the whistleblower, people who are very much in favor of keeping that tradition. And I don't know if it's a law, but it was an act of Congress, I believe, not the Whistleblower Act, but it was called something else. But I do think that is important. Whether it ends up being something impeachable or not, I still think that I know Trump's been tweeting. He's tweeted so much recently, it's almost like a crazy person. I mean, I know he's always a little crazy, but it's been like extra crazy with the tweeting, and he wants the identity of the person, and now the second person, he wants to talk to them, and I think that sets a dangerous precedent. It really does. If we're not going
to
protect...
No,
but he wants to. He says that they should come forward, and he should know their identity, he should know who it is, and I'm sure
at
people who support Trump think that he's right, but I do not.
Well, I don't think it has anything. Well, I guess it does have something to do with whether you support him or not.
It has everything to do with that, yeah. Because some people say, it's a witch hunt, and if you're really a whistleblower and if you really have information, then you should be able to come forward and say what you heard or say what you saw or whatever. And, I mean, to some extent, I can see that point, but I still think that we need to protect whistleblowers.
Well, yeah.
From all industries. Remember the guy, that the movie that Russell Crowe was in, The Insider, about the tobacco industry, the whistleblower, and his whole identity? I think it's important. It's not just a presidential thing. This is across all industries interests.
Without the essence of a comparative degree here, I'm thinking about what happened to the guy we just were talking about who was the main witness, and he gets bumped off. This isn't a television show, it isn't a movie, but people get bumped off for reasons same to this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's why Snowden lives in Russia. What do you think?
Right.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. The situation in Kansas City, for those of you who have not heard the story about the shooter who killed four people, five others injured, this is more. Every Monday morning is one of these things, it seems.
I know.
Police are working through sort of conflicting reports, from what I can see, about how many suspects there are involved in this thing. It was the Tequila KC Bar on Sunday morning. It's members only. The people who were killed all died right there. The five who were injured taken to the hospital in stable condition. They have not found a motive. They haven't found the shooter.
Apparently, there are two shooters now. They found one, but they think it's two. So four people are dead, five wounded. The police in Kansas City now, the update on this is that they think that this stemmed from an earlier dispute, and that's why it carried over into this members-only club.
Mm-hmm.
One person was already arrested in Kansas City with the help of the police, the FBI, the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, everyone's involved in this, and then they have a manhunt going for a guy named Hugo Villanueva Morales, and so they said he should be considered armed and dangerous. So that seems to be the latest on that. There were two of them, so it's horrible.
Tiresome. Gets to be tiresome.
Yeah.
All right, here's something that's not, though. The reminder that I present on a regular basis about you and your teeth and how you keep them. This seems somewhat mundane, I suppose, to some people, but it isn't. It's about your looks. It's about how you take care of your teeth, about how you take care of your gums, take care of everything. I want you to have that nice, bright, white smile. Coffee, tea, red wine. It takes away the better part of your grin. So let's fix that, shall we? Teeth whitening. Most of the products on the market are absolutely awful for your well-being. They may whiten your teeth, but you know, it's like a lot of these other things that we talk about, Victoria, all the time. You know, and there was something I saw over the weekend about a woman. Oh, there was a suit brought against Kellogg's for the ingredients in one of their cereals. The ingredients are very harmful to you. But it's, you know, the bottom line is that sometimes people can cover up that stuff, and the people who are using some of these toothpaste that say they'll whiten your teeth. What you don't know is those little plastic things that you're always talking about. I mean, that's how you whiten up. It's abrasion. So whitening strips, they take a long time. They're messy and a pain in the neck, too. So let's go the all-natural way. That's what Power Swabs is, the natural, wonderful way to whiten your teeth. Call 800-208-1797. Order them now. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. Get 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going, in the sunshine of your love.
That's no real surprise here. Many of you may have heard by now the passing information about Ginger Baker, who we've been talking about for a week or so because of his health. It depleted itself to the point where he passed away at the age of 80. So a lot of artists from all around the world, musicians, are talking about this fellow and what he meant to the rock business, the music business. You'll recall he was the drummer of Cream. Paul McCartney, Brian May from Queen, Mick Jagger, a lot of other people expressing their condolences after learning about his death. McCartney wrote, "Ginger Baker, great drummer, wild and lovely guy." He added an anecdote about working on Baker's recording studio while recording Band on the Run. Sad to hear that he died, but the memories never will. Baker's death follows a fall in his home a couple of years ago. Then he had open-heart surgery after being diagnosed with a heart condition. He leaves behind quite a legacy, though, as the drummer for Cream in the 60s. He and Eric Clapton as the guitarist and Jack Bruce as the bass player. It was referred to as sunshine pop. They got Sunshine of Your Love onto the top of the charts, White Room also. Jack Bruce and his family tweeted, quote, "The Bruce family would like to extend our sincere condolences to Ginger Baker's family, friends, and fans. Surviving a love-hate relationship, Ginger was like an older brother to Jack. Their chemistry was very spectacular. Rest in peace, Ginger, one of the greatest drummers of all time." Didn't we were going through the top 10, he was number 5 or 6 or something, wasn't he on that list?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Stevie Winwood said, quote, "A sad loss, my condolences to his family and friends, a loss also for his contribution to music. I was lucky to play with him in Ginger Baker's Air Force and also in Blind Faith with Clapton. Beneath his somewhat abrasive exterior, he was a very sensitive human being with a heart of gold. He'll be missed." A lot of times people are abrasive it's because it's a defense mechanism, much as anything else. He was not a pleasant fellow to be around. I have read that in many circumstances. Never met him. I don't know that it made much difference to people who are fans of the music. That stuff becomes ancillary, just sort of gossip. So again, Ginger Baker passing away at the age of 80 from Cream. Next up, musically, at 26 and change after the hour here on the DJV program, Zach Hanson of the group Hanson Mbop, recovering following a motorcycle wreck this weekend, 33 years old. Zach said in posts on social media and the website that he's recovering after suffering, the band's website, a broken collarbone, 3 broken ribs, and a cracked scapula. That's what's around your neck. That's no fun. Hanson said he was able to walk away from the crash thanks to good quality protective gear. Details haven't been revealed of the crash, but he was preparing for a cross-country ride. He added, "We'll not be canceling any concerts. Instead, I'll be handing over the drumsticks to our good friend Dash Hutton for a couple of weeks. I'll be giving my full attention to singing while my shoulder is on the mend. Thank you for all the thoughts and prayers. Hope to see many of you soon." So who among us was planning on going to see Hanson?
Well, they're
going to
be doing that big tour. We actually talked about that not long ago. They're going on a big... Remember last year they did a tour where they played with all the different symphonies?
Right.
Local symphonies?
Oh, right,
and
right,
so
right.
This tour is a different tour. I forget who they were... I think Paul McDonald is opening for them, and I think they're going to be doing some Christmas stuff,
yeah, they're
too.
Actually playing right near my apartment, so I've been thinking about asking my mom to go.
Yeah.
So you'll get to see Zach sitting not in back of the drums. He'll be out in front.
All right, that's the Zach Hanson story at 28 after on the DJV story.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting a common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope,
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the first Monday of October, which means the U.S. Supreme Court is back in session today. Some major cases on its docket include cases about immigration, gun rights, and abortion. One of the Democrats running for the White House, Senator Cory Booker, was discussing abortion and related issues on the campaign trail on Sunday.
I'm going to create a White House Office of Reproductive Freedom to begin to coordinate and deal with these issues. And that involves everything from working to codify Roe in legislation all the way, frankly, to dealing with maternal mortality rates, which are horrific.
The U.S. military is pulling out of northern Syria, and the White House says Turkey will move its forces into that area. The president also saying that Turkey will take responsibility for all ISIS fighters captured over the past 2 years there. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, October the 7th, first full week of October 2019. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my pals Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Welcome to October, one of the busiest months of the year for a lot of people. The situation with just the change, we really feel a change in the air. I think there is that. I wonder if I can apply that to the anniversary this week of the war in Afghanistan, starting 18 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Supposedly to fight terrorism after September 11th. My question to you at this point is, do you feel safer? Do we collectively find ourselves feeling better?
Or but did we ever not feel safe because of the war in Afghanistan?
I don't recall
feeling differently about it.
But it was supposed to end terrorism. That was the aim, was to get rid
of terrorists. Well, now that we, yeah, that was because of 9/11, but now that we know that they didn't have anything to do with 9/11,
yeah.
Did we ever feel unsafe because of Osama bin Laden? I guess maybe on some level, but he's long gone. His sons, most of his, well, I know he had a lot of sons, but a few of his sons are also gone, so.
Right.
I don't know. Was that really a cause for concern?
You know, I'm asking the question.
I kind of feel like I'm asking the same question. I don't really know the answer.
It is a rhetorical. Well, it's not really a rhetorical. I think a lot of times in these circumstances, and we're talking about stuff people who are listening are thinking the same thing or asking them, and that's the idea here.
Yeah, hindsight is, you know. Yeah.
So here's the story I saw yesterday of Private Hunter Nines, who is 18 years old and has just joined the Army. And he's being he's going through training, and then he's going to be deployed to Afghanistan. So, 18 years old, he wasn't alive when September 11th took place. Just celebrated his 18th, 7 months ago, I think. And so, he said, when interviewed, "I'm excited to go and do my job." He's a mechanic on helicopters. And then, it just, to me...
So he's 18, he's already a mechanic on helicopters? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Good for him. Wow.
Got out of high school, went right in. But you look at his face, he's so young looking. He joins, or is following the footsteps of 775,000 other Americans who have served at least one tour in Afghanistan, some two, some three, some four times have been over there. They were supposed to be targeting Al-Qaeda following September 11th, but as you said a few minutes ago, influence of Al-Qaeda and where the terrorism started and where it begins, where it began, where it even begins today. It just seems to me as a person, I think, when I look at the numbers, 15,364 active Army soldiers are only 18. I'm thinking back to when I was... I'm thinking about people who are 18 that I know today. A kid lives across the street from me who got out of high school last year, works as a busboy in a restaurant. And I couldn't imagine seeing him in a uniform. I don't know whether it's because he's a good, really good kid, but he's pretty immature. And so you wonder...
I mean, most 18-year-old guys are...
Those are
mature.
By the way, those are Army soldiers. There are 28,000 active duty Marines who are 18 or just 19. So think about that, parents. I know there are a lot of parents saying, "I'm proud of my son or daughter going into service." And I think that's a great
thing.
Maybe
it matures.
Maybe it makes you grow up, right.
Maybe it makes guys mature faster.
I mean, isn't that a specific reason why so many people go into the military? Because they, I mean, it seems like a lot of people go into the military to clean up their act because they're 18 or 19-year-olds who've had trouble in high school or in the past, and so they get kind of sent to the military to fix themselves up.
Better than going to jail, that's what some people would say. Here's the stats of the 15,000... active duty enlisted Army soldiers who are 18 years old, 1,052 of them were born after September 11th. This is just one example of this fellow I was talking about. So what do you think about that? He said that September 11th played just a small part in his, this youngster, in his decision to enlist. He said, quote, "This was a lot different for me growing up in certainly I did a lot, and a lot of people saw it happen on TV, but I read about it in history. I've learned about some of these things." He said a bigger influence on his decision to enlist was hearing about positive experiences in the armed forces from friends and neighbors, and I would think that would be true. He said, quote, "I liked the camaraderie they had, and they talked about the care and interest that they showed and wanting me to pursue. It's something I've always wanted to do." Kid's apparently a pretty good mechanic. I'm not sure if they went to boat school or whatever. But anyway, I just find it, I'd rather, if we're going to have people in uniform, have them do something that's worthwhile. And I don't see they going to Afghanistan. It's a big hole that isn't. What are we doing? What in the world are we doing there? Hey, I suppose we could say the same thing, that one of the things about, I was talking the last half hour, you can hear it if you didn't hear it on the DJB replay that works as a loop all through the day. Get it at djbshow.com. Madam Secretary, last night, the focus was on Iranian hackers. That was part of the, it was always good TV shows like that, have four or five plots going at the same time. And one of them was Iranian hackers influencing her election to president, and whether or not her challenger should demand recounts or renew election or something like that. You know, that's kind of what's going on here. Microsoft is saying that the hackers who were linked to the government made efforts to attack the presidential campaign as well as current and former U.S. government officials. Again, television mirroring real life.
Right.
Yeah. Microsoft said that over the course of 30 days between August and September, a quote-unquote threat group named Philosophus. Is that how you pronounce that, you think? Phosphorus, not Philosophus. Sound like Mr. Snopinopagus. Snopinopagus. What's his name?
Snopinopagus? Yeah.
Him too, yes. Anyway, this group made thousands and thousands of attempts to identify specific Microsoft customers' email accounts before they attacked 241 of those accounts. Targets included journalists who are covering world politics, and prominent Iranians who reside mostly here, and most of them are in Los Angeles. I say that from my own experience. I have several friends who are Iranians who are medical providers in L.A. Very smart, very educated, very driven. They're not happy, they're not at all happy about what's going on in their country. But I find the people who don't like it just leave. They don't stay to try to fix it.
If they have the means, then yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Microsoft said, Victoria, the attacks, they decided to tell the story of the attacks for two reasons. One, in the hope that governments and the private sector will be increasingly transparent about nation-state attacks and efforts to disrupt the democratic process. And then also in an effort to help others be more vigilant and take steps to protect themselves. So you're the person that I go to for this kind of information.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a danger that the average person, you, me, whomever listening, is going to suffer because of this? Or is this going to have any impact on all of our lives in general?
Obviously, if someone's hacking our elections on whatever level, local elections, presidential, that affects all of us. We hear more and more about data breaches that can absolutely affect all of us. I don't think anyone is at the point where the average citizen is being targeted unless, you know, you're connected to some of these larger institutions in the elections or if you work for the government or whatever. But, you know, yeah, I mean, hacking is hacking, and it does affect you, and it can ruin your life. It's identity theft, and that may or may not be the goal of the hackers from Russia or Iran or North Korea. But eventually, as they get more and more sophisticated with it, yeah, we absolutely should be totally concerned about this moving forward. It's something that can, you know, if you're hacked and your information is stolen, it can completely derail your entire life.
Yeah.
And I don't think,
you know.
It becomes
all-consuming.
Yes. And a lot of people don't really think about that that much, I think. But until it happens to you, it's really a horrific thing. And think about it this way. You hear these stories, you know, 60 Minutes every once in a while does a story about, like, the no-fly list. How many people have been put on the no-fly list just because their name happens to be, like, John Smith or something?
Right.
You know,
Edward Kennedy,
kind of
the senator, was on that list
for
a while.
In most of those cases, there's a hacking behind it. There's a hacking of identity theft behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it can completely screw with your life. Imagine just going on a business trip or even a family vacation. You're at the airport and you think nothing's wrong.
You're all set to get on the plane.
You get right to the security line, and then boom, you know, you find out at the wrong time that you've been hacked.
Sorry,
yeah.
Can't get on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has a huge impact on people.
Today, speaking of impact, is Blue Shirt Day. It's also known as World Day of Bullying Prevention. It takes place on the first Monday of October every year now, the kickoff to National Bullying Prevention Month, which is the month of October. A lot of things they were saying happened during the month of October. Students, schools, and community members wear blue shirts to highlight bullying prevention and also in solidarity with those who experience bullying in all forms like cyberbullying, cruelty, racism, homophobia. The blue color was chosen because in many cultures it's seen as bringing calmness and peace. I think it does. I love on the airplane, there are four or five videos produced by a company called Calm. And the Calm is all whatever activities are going on that channel go on with a background of blue. And that, it's the blue sky, much as anything else. So know that Blue Shirt Day, also known as World Day of Bullying Prevention Day, has been observed since 2009. So something to keep in mind today. From blue shirts to red shirts, and your neck of the woods, Kara. The game yesterday, the Patriots played against the Redskins, and there were so many Pats fans showing up for the game, it felt like a home game in New England. I was busy working on the farm, the ice cream bus, and activities on the farm. We had 250 youngsters from an outfit in Framingham that takes care of underprivileged kids on Saturday. And they've never seen a cow, never seen a goat.
That's great.
Yeah, and we took tours around the farm. We're screaming at the cows that would come up and stick their nose on them and stick out their tongues, and they fed them bread.
Cows are all kind of like pets, right? So everybody can pet them.
Oh, and very gentle, yeah. But see the look on their faces as to what they were experiencing. It was really very cool. Anyway, so the reason I told you the story is because at 1 o'clock yesterday, everything stopped. I mean, everything stopped. People didn't show up. We didn't have any activity on the farm yesterday at all after the game went on the air. The Patriots.
Did the Patriots win?
Well, it's not like it was necessary to watch. They stomped the Redskins like 33-7, and I literally was just scrolling through Facebook, and someone said, the Redskins are so bad this year that you can get discount tickets on Groupon. So,
really?
On Groupon. So,
wow.
So is that, should there be games, I mean, under the circumstances, you know what the outcome is going to be. Is that...
every now and then, you know, someone comes back and wins when nobody thinks they're going to. So it's not like they can just not have games because, oh, yeah, everybody thinks the Patriots are going to win.
Yeah.
But obviously the Patriots
got
beaten. Well,
hey, other team, the Nationals tonight, they're doing really well. They're playing the Dodgers tonight in game four of the playoffs. So
they all suck. Come on.
Okay,
all right, so the
bitter.
Scary moment in the Pittsburgh-Baltimore Ravens game. The Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph was drilled on the chin by Ravens safety Earl Thomas, and he was knocked out cold. Cold, cold, cold. And all the teammates got very upset. What do you think? He was carried off the field, dazed by it. He came around, he came to, but come on with this stuff.
Yeah.
Good God. And the Patriots are so popular that people stop doing what else they're normally doing in their lives?
Mm-hmm.
No, not for me. All right, so what do we have for television, Victoria, tonight?
Well, baseball tonight, 6:30. That starts on TBS. That is game four of the playoffs, the Dodgers against the Nationals. In primetime at 8 p.m. tonight on Fox, there is a brand-new episode of 9-1-1, which that show seems to be kind of gaining in critical acclaim and really building a fan base. Tonight, the episode is really kind of dramatic. A massive tsunami hits the Santa Monica Pier. And so I don't know if you've seen... it's funny. I saw a preview of the episode, and the CGI is really kind of convincing for a TV show, and it looks like a massive tsunami takes over everything. So that's probably the best pick for tonight. Brand new episode of Dancing with the Stars as well. And then lots of Halloween stuff on the baking... Halloween Baking Championship is on the Food Network tonight.
10 before
Extra
the hour.
Spooky.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour for this Monday. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side with information that'll help you. Here is something, I don't get this because it's been up and down and sideways. Mm-hmm. At first, airports said if you're calling an Uber car, you can't get them at the terminal. Then they relaxed that. Mm-hmm. And now they're banning it again. Why?
True. And this is all starting really with LAX. And so I know this is an airport that you fly in and out of.
In and out of,
you'll be flying in and out of again this week.
Yes,
so, yeah. So if you're going to take an Uber or a Lyft, you now cannot pick them up at a terminal. So you have to actually take a shuttle to the parking lot that's next to Terminal 1. And this is, like you said, this has been going back and forth, and they've the airport, and this is not just LAX. There are other airports that have been kind of trying to figure out how to make this work the best way. More and more people are flying now than ever, which is kind of an interesting thing. People are flying in record numbers, and so more and more people are using Uber and Lyft to get to and from the airport. And as a lot of airports are going through, I'm sure you know this, I don't know if Boston's Logan Airport is going through construction, but LAX is in the middle of a $14 billion revamp of the roads and terminals. All of the New York airports are in constant construction at JFK and LaGuardia.
Yeah,
Logan's
the same way in Boston. Always.
Yeah. And the part of the reason for that is because more people are flying.
It is. That's true. But also, they have so much money, they have to spend it on something because they're non-profits. They charge so much to park, so much for the flight, the ramp access, all of this stuff. And then they have the gall to say, they don't say constantly, but that's, in essence what it is. We're improving the service so it'll be better for you. Get lost with that phony.
But $14 billion at money. LAX is a lot of money. Yeah. And so they're fixing the roads, the terminals, and so the construction has led to road closures. Airlines are, at the same time, airlines are actually adding more routes in and out of LAX.
LAX, because America's got a half a dozen new routes out of
And a lot of airports, you know, when you look at New York and Boston and Dallas and LAX, when you look at the major hubs around the country, there more and more airlines are adding more flights. And so that just increases the number of people who are there at all times and all hours. And so the reason they say that they're banning Uber and Lyft from picking people up at the terminal is because they said they just can't handle the
well, that's
the
not fair
congestion.
To them, though. I don't want
it's
to take
not
a cab.
Fair. I don't think
Uber.
I know.
Yeah,
and
send
so
a lawsuit coming here.
So here's the thing. If you are going to take Uber and Lyft, or if this is, because look, I don't even take taxis. I don't live in New York City anymore, so that was the only place I ever took, like, an actual taxi. So now, if you're going to take Uber and Lyft to a lot of different airports, San Francisco is doing the same thing. Boston, Logan Airport is going to actually, they're doing the same thing in the next couple of months. They're going to start pushing Uber and Lyft out to a different parking lot. So you're going to have to get on a shuttle, and they say at LAX you can walk. It's going to take 20 minutes to walk, or you can wait for the shuttle, and that will take, you know, probably 10
minutes
or so.
Nah,
probably 20 minutes, yeah. But this is kind of the way most airports are going to go, so just plan ahead if you're going to be traveling.
Frustrating. Instagram has launched a new sister app called Threads. Let's get the thread behind Threads.
The Geek Out. Instagram has become the social media platform for people seeking a different, less opinionated experience. But even now, Instagram struggles with the inherent problems of posting and exposing oneself to public review and comment. Last week, Instagram dropped a new sister app, Threads, which seems a lot like Snapchat's messaging feature, but it essentially gives users the ability to post images and messages with more features to enhance content, but then to limit the access to a set of close friends. In other words, people less likely to say something rude back to you. There's also this curious status icon feature that if you opt into, will tell those people on your list where you are and what you're doing. Threads is available now for iOS and Android.
All right, next up here is Apple launching a new repair program. This is interesting.
Yeah.
This is something new.
Yeah, well, the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus, they're the oldest models of iPhone that are still supported by Apple. So if you have an iPhone 6 or older, you're pretty much screwed. There's no software update that supports you. There's nothing else that you can do. So ride it out till the very end if you want. But if you do have an iPhone 6S or 6S Plus, there is a component that actually can prevent you from turning the phone on. It's a faulty component. It's probably just because it's really old hardware, but now Apple has launched a free repair program, so if you do have a 6S or 6S Plus and it doesn't turn on, take it to the Apple Store and they'll fix it.
All right, good news. Good alert. Thank you, 10. Wait a minute, 15.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.